delicious, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 97, I love this. It says, the Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. Whew, isn't that a beautiful psalm? That's Psalm 97, verses 1 through 6. Hey, happy Thursday. It's Holy Week 2016. Yeah, looking forward to Easter Sunday taking place this week, this Sunday. And yeah, I think Easter is like a few weeks early this year, but that's okay. Anytime we can celebrate the empty tomb, I'm okay with that. Amen. Anytime we can celebrate that empty tomb. Well, hey, I hope you're having yourself a wonderful week. We are just a couple of weeks away from the Great News Radio 20th Birthday Celebration Extravaganza Thursday night, 2 weeks from tonight, April 7th at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, celebrating 20 years of ministry. There's a great pre-event planned at 4:30 in the food court of the mall there in Urbana. Got some great music from the Urbana High School Orchestra. 5:15, we'll have Dr. G Brainworks hosting various games for all ages to play. We have cake, ice cream, and desserts being served at 6 o'clock. Praise the Lord. And at 7 o'clock, we'll have our main event, the formal programming. Again, we'll be starting at 7 o'clock. Dr. Erwin Lutzer will be our keynote speaker. The Singing Men of GNN will be performing. And the Great News Radio Theater Troupe will be putting on a great skit as well. Again, it is all in honor and celebration of what God has done in and through this ministry over the last 20 years, celebrating 20 years of ministry here at Great News Radio, taking place 2 weeks from today, April 7th, at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. Now, we still have, rumor has it, room for you to pre-register for some of the gift boxes that we have. It's going to be given out to one per household. They're filled with special items, coupons, knickknacks from area businesses as well. And we still have some of those. To receive those, go ahead and pre-register at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And there you'll see the banner right there at our website. So it's going to be a great night. It really is. We're looking forward to it. My family's going out, and we're sticking around. Our kids are going to be tired the next day at school, but we're all excited to celebrate what God has done in this ministry and what we know he will continue to do. Amen. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Hey, I mentioned the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. Well, they're going to be performing tomorrow night for a special Good Friday service at Meadowbrook Community Church in Champaign, again, as part of their Good Friday service, 6:30 tomorrow night. Meadowbrook Community Church there, located at 1902 Duncan Drive in Champaign. If you need directions or if you have any further questions on their Good Friday service, just contact Meadowbrook Community Church, 217-351-3019. Again, that's 217-351-3019. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to have I'm hoping for a good study today from God's Word from the book of Luke. Actually, we're going to take a look at all the Gospels, but we're going to take a look at Jesus in the garden right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he's made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Oh, he's made me glad. He's made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Thank you so much for listening to today's edition, the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. And this week is a special week. It really is. This is the week that a lot of people call Holy Week. As we prepare to remember and celebrate Jesus, his arrest, his trial, his crucifixion, and praise the Lord, his resurrection. And today I'd like to take a look at Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane right before he gets arrested. So if you have your Bible, we're going to take a look at a few different passages today, but our main text will come from Luke 22. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Luke chapter 22. And we're going to take a look at verse 39. And again, we're going to be talking about Jesus praying in the garden. So Luke chapter 22, verse 39. And this was right after the Last Supper, after Jesus fed his disciples and told them that the bread represented his body, which will be broken for them. And the wine that they had represented the blood of the new covenant. After he got down and washed their feet, they find themselves at the Garden of Gethsemane. Luke 22:39. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed. "Father, if you are willing," he says, "take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Verse 43, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" So the Bible says, here in Luke 22:39, it says, Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives as usual. That's an important part because Judas knew where Jesus was going to be. And right before Jesus died, he prayed, I think, a total of three times in the garden. There's other passages, other gospels that focus on the garden. It was John, Mark 14, and Matthew 26. And they all have different accounts of Jesus praying in the garden. But I think Luke 22 really focuses on the anguish that Jesus was going through. I mean, think about this. He knew that he was going to be arrested. He knew that he was going to be betrayed by one of his own. He knew that he was going to be arrested and tried a trial where people will falsely accuse him, where they would take a crown of thorns and shove it on his head, In fact, the prophet Isaiah prophesied that they will pull out his beard. Now, any men that are listening today that have a beard, you think cutting yourself when you're shaving is bad. He knew that they would spit on him. He knew that he would have to carry that cross. He knew that his own people would reject him. But also, friend, he knew about Sunday morning. He knew about Sunday morning. You know, the Bible says that it was the joy that was set before him. He knew what was going to take place. And there's a lot of writings on what Jesus meant when he said, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me." A lot of commentaries, a lot of writings about what he meant. But if you study the relationship between Jesus and his Father, they have a wonderful relationship. But maybe Jesus wasn't necessarily focusing on the physical side. Maybe he was focusing on being separated from God, the Father, for a period of time. Because when he prayed on the cross, he said, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" Maybe he was dreading that part. Maybe he didn't want to be separated from the Father for any period of time. I don't know. That's just thinking out loud type of thought. But there's a lot of writings on what he meant. But I love how he wrapped up his prayer. He says, "Not my will, but yours be done." And in fact, I'll tell you what, that is the way we ought to pray in the garden of Gethsemane of our life. "Lord, I am praying for healing. Lord, I'm trusting that you are still the God who heals. But Lord, at the end of the day, I pray your will to be done over mine." What a model prayer. And I love what God did in verse 43. It says, "An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him." You know, it reminds me of the Apostle Paul. I'll tell you what, he was a mighty man of God. I mean, I don't think he would settle for watered down Christianity at all. I'll tell you what. I mean, he will tell you the way it is, period, and bless you in the process. I mean, Paul was a mighty man of God, and he prayed three times, the Bible says, not once, not twice, but three times for the thorn to be taken out of his side. And that represented something he was struggling with, something that was agonizing him, something that was going on. And he prayed three times for it to be done with. And God said, Paul, "My grace is sufficient." And Paul didn't get that thorn removed. God gave him the grace to get through it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the Old Testament said, King Nebuchadnezzar, we will not bow down to this golden image. We serve Jehovah God. And King Nebuchadnezzar threw them in the fire. The fiery furnace. I mean, he turned it up. And God was with them in the midst of the fire, even to the point where they didn't even smell like smoke. God joined them in there. Let me tell you something, friend. When we are in the Gethsemane of our life, we ought to pray, let God know our desire, right? But say, "Lord, your will be done." And if he doesn't answer the prayer you are praying for, so to speak, right? Our desire for the healing to come, for us to get the job, for the child to come home, whatever the case is, we need to remember that his grace is sufficient. Because we need to remember that God isn't a distant God. His presence is with us wherever we go. He sent an angel to Jesus to strengthen him. And guess what? He does that for you and for me today. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength." Watch this. "An ever-present help in trouble." An ever-present help. An ever-present help. An ever-present help in trouble. And in Luke 22, we see that God, straight from heaven, sent an angel to encourage and strengthen Jesus because he was in anguish. And friend, when you and I are in anguish, when we're going through those, the gardens of life, He promises that his presence will be there in the midst of our trouble. And verse 45, I love this. When he rose up from prayer. I'll tell you what. I don't know if you ever had a moment in your life where you sought the Lord. And you came out of your prayer closet like a roaring lion. You know what I'm talking about. You rise up from prayer and you are ready for whatever God allows in your life because you had spent time with Jesus. Verse 45, when he rose up from prayer. You know, in the movie, The Passion of the Christ, I love the scene where he was praying and it showed Luke 22 right there. He was praying. He was sweating. He was having a tough time. But when he got up, there was a little snake. I don't know if you remember this. There was a little snake that was slithering around him. And it showed the snake, and Jesus got up, smashed his head after he rose up from prayer. I'll tell you what, you ever have one of those prayer sessions? Right? You're ready to take on anything that comes in your way because you spent time with Jesus. And Fred, I encourage you today on this Thursday as we prepare for Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday this weekend, I encourage you as you go through life, in the Gethsemane's come knocking at your door, and you find yourself in anguish, brokenness, I encourage you to seek the Father. I encourage you to seek the Father. That's what Jesus did. He sought the Father. And be reminded of the promise from Psalm 46, that God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And we ought to follow Jesus' motto prayer. Let our request be known to him, but also pray, Lord, not my will, your will, Lord. And I'll tell you what, the story doesn't end there. He was arrested, he was tried, and he died on a cross between two thieves. And he was buried in a borrowed tomb. And on the third day, my friend, he came back to life, defeating death. Death has died because of the finished work at the cross of Jesus Christ. You know, have you ever watched the Discovery Channel? A couple of years ago, I found myself watching one of these episodes. I must have been bored or something. I'm not sure. I don't know. But they had a special on the possum. Ugly looking creature. But it's a unique creature gifted by God because what they do is they don't build their own den. When they see a den, they look for footprints going in and footprints going out. And when they see the footprints going out, they will go in and make that their own den. Because if they see footprints going in and none coming out, whatever dug it is still there. But if they see footprints going out, they'll go in and call it home. See, friend, then I realized when it comes to my Savior, I gotta have footprints going into the grave and footprints coming out. See, Buddha can't be my Savior because he's got footprints going into the grave and none coming out. Muhammad, he's got footprints going in and none coming out. John Smith, he's got footprints going in and none coming out. Confucius, he's got footprints going in and none coming out. But there is a man. His name is Jesus Christ. He's got footprints going in and he's got footprints coming out. James Brown may be the king of soul. Michael Jackson may be the king of pop, but Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that is why, my friend, we celebrate this wonderful holy day called Easter.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. It's worth the living just because. just because he lives.
Oh, that's right. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow with confidence, friend, because the tomb is empty. Amen and amen. Hey, thank you so much for just your time and your attention today. Just a quick reminder once again, 2 weeks from tonight, the Great News Radio 20th Birthday Extravaganza Celebration, Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. Formal programming beginning at 7 p.m. More details at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And don't forget about that special Pastor and Ministry Leaders Breakfast with Dr. Erwin Lutzer the day after, Friday the 8th as well. All details at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, that time over there is telling me I need to hurry up. So until next time, friend, remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.